Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of Malachi. Malachi chapter 4, we're going to do a little review, but we're going to finish this chapter today. And this is part 6 of our study in John the Baptist. And I'll read verse 1 through 3. "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea or yes, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts." But Heavenly Father, as I often pray, give us understanding. Lord, we're studying your word. We're going in depth, as deep as practical, trying to understand what thus saith the Lord. And Lord, give us understanding. Illuminate the hearts and minds of those that are listening, that they'd see Jesus Christ, and that they'd want to bow to him and worship him and live for them for the rest of their lives. Please help us as we study. Please do something in our hearts. And we're careful to give Jesus Christ all the credit. And in his wonderful name we pray, amen. There's a lot of material that we have to cover. I don't mean today, I mean in this series. We're really trying to study the book of Matthew, and the next thing that we do is Matthew chapter 11. And that chapter talks about John the Baptist. So it seemed like a good idea to take a look at John, to learn everything we could about him, before we pick it up in Matthew chapter 11. And we started to look at the book of Malachi, or chapter 4, and then we chased a rabbit. Again, there's so much background, but there's so much that we can learn. And the more that we understand the Bible, the more we understand about God. And as we understand his commandments, or his word, and do his commandments, it's pleasing to God, and we covered that last time. He said, "If you keep my commandments, I'll love you, and my Father will love you, and we'll come and make our abode in your heart." And you can read about that in John chapter 14, the inward walk, the inward reality of Jesus living in our heart through the power of the Spirit. but for our review of this chapter so far. It talks of the coming, the second coming of Jesus Christ, his return to this earth to set up his kingdom that will never pass away. So many Old Testament prophecies, so many. We can talk of David, we can talk of Solomon, we can talk of all sorts of passages that speak of Christ's kingdom. But one day, and I believe soon, Jesus is coming back. And whether he comes now, or 100 years, or 1,000 years from now, when we all are dead and we all miss it, the Bible teaches that we should have an expectation that he could come at any minute. And again, we covered that. We looked at the 10 virgins, etc. But this chapter, Malachi chapter 4, it talks of the second coming and what happens to the lost. What happens when Jesus comes back but someone isn't born again? What happens? And again, we took a look at that. There's a fear. Oh no, the Bible's true. There's Jesus like it talked about, and I didn't live for him. I live for myself. I did whatever I want. What happens to me now? But then in verse 2, it talks wonderfully so that those that fear God's name, fear Jesus' name, want to live for God. Those that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. It's a different story. The sinner, he doesn't want Jesus to come back. He doesn't want any of the Bible to be true. And when Jesus does come back, he runs and hides. It says he runs to the rocks, like we got rocks in South Louisiana. But the idea is that he's afraid that Jesus is coming back. Oh no, he's back. What am I going to do? But to the Christian, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, because we're expecting, we're waiting, we're desiring that he would come back, that he would come back and fix all of the problems. And we've sought God in the scriptures, we learned about Jesus in Sunday school or what have you, but then we get to see him face to face. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. But either way, Jesus is coming, like it or not. And sinner, you ought to get right with God before it's too late. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1 says that those that are often told, and we do tell often as much as we can, but the lost man is told again and again. But one day, he'll be cut off without warning and without remedy. Again, get your life right now before it's too late. But we said that Israel will be restored to prominence in the end. The Jews were in the land of Israel, and then in AD 70, they got tossed out. Just a few decades after Jesus died on the cross and rose again and then went back to heaven, the Jews were chased out of Israel. And they've been wandering around for 2,000 years. But let's take a look at verse 4 again in Malachi chapter 4. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. You see, there is always a need to honor and obey and abide by the Bible. We should reverence the Word of God. We should try to live by it. And in doing so, we show respect unto God. But the passage says to remember Moses and the law that he gave. But then in verse 5, behold, I will send unto you Elijah the prophet before the coming of that great and dreadful day of the Lord. So, in warning about the second coming, God says, don't forget Moses. Oh, and I'm going to send Elijah the prophet. But we've seen these two just a few weeks ago when we studied in Matthew 17 on the Mount of Transfiguration. The few disciples went up onto the mountain and Jesus was transfigured before them. And again, we studied this. And as Christ appeared in glory, or in appearance as God, there appeared two men, Moses and Elijah, and they talked with him. In fact, they talked about Calvary, that shortly Jesus would go to Calvary and suffer for the sins of the world. It's interesting and important that these two appeared to Christ when he was transfigured, Moses and Elijah. And this prophet Elijah, we can read of him in 1 Kings. You may remember the story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal. When they went up onto the mountain, him and all of the false prophets, the hundreds of false prophets, and they met a sacrifice. And whichever God answers by fire, the bet was, then he's God. And the false prophets spent hours, in fact, probably about half the day. And no matter what they did in their worship of Baal, no fire came from heaven. But then it was Elijah's turn. And he repaired the altar of God, which is what we ought to do. We ought to get back to the preaching of the Word of God, preaching repentance, preaching righteousness, what have you. Like Elijah, we ought to repair the altar of God. But after he fixed it back up, then he dumped buckets and buckets and buckets of water on top of it. Then he prayed a simple prayer. And God sent fire from heaven. Whether it was balls of fire or lightning bolts, we don't know. But we know that that sacrifice was consumed. And God showed from heaven by fire that he was God, and all the false prophets and their god, Baal, were just that, false. But the Old Testament, all 39 books, ends right here in Malachi chapter 4. And God is saying, don't forget Moses, and oh, I'm going to send Elijah the prophet. And that is a remarkable thing. That is a remarkable thing. The Old Testament closes out saying, don't forget Moses, don't forget the law, don't forget the Bible. And I'm sending you Elijah the prophet. But it says, again, the last verse of the Old Testament, that Elijah would come before that great and dreadful day. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children unto their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Now there's a contrast. We studied Matthew chapter 10 just a few weeks ago. Jesus said, and brother shall deliver brother to death, and the father the child. And the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. And a little bit further down it says, For I am come to set a man at variance, or fighting as an enemy against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes or enemies shall be they of his own household. What a contrast! What a contrast! But again, the Old Testament closes out with a warning that Jesus is going to return, and that Elijah the prophet would come. And one of the things that he would do would be to turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. A message of restoration, a message of repentance. Repentance is you saying to God, Lord, I'm wrong, and I'm going to stop. In fact, I'm going to stop walking in one direction and turn around and walk the other. If I'm walking away from God, I'll turn and walk to Him. God's message of repentance, and then He brings restoration. But Jesus said, He that loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that doesn't take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. There's a cost to following God. There's a cost. But again, the Old Testament ends with a message of repentance and restoration as Elijah the prophet comes upon the scene.
I Once I stumbled in the darkness, doing only as I pleased, but I wasn't really happy, and my heart was not at ease. I just didn't have the willingness to follow his commands, till I laid my heart
been listening to the Joey Kelly broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's joeykelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.